Chapter 11. Daddy.
Sir, I asked for a private interview.
Dymac is here because your breach of security affects his work.
Breach of security? This is why you reassigned me?
There is a child who used your login to the master teacher system. He found the login record files and rewrote them to give himself an identity.
Sir, I have faithfully adhered to all regulations. I never sign on in front of the students.
Everyone says they never sign on, but then it turns out they do.
Excuse me, sir, but Upana does not. He's always on the others when he catches them doing it. Actually, he's kind of anal about it. Drives us all crazy.
You can check my login records. I never sign on during teaching hours. In fact, I never sign on outside my quarters.
Then how could this child possibly get in using your login?
My desk sits on my table, like so. If I may use your desk to demonstrate.
Of course.
I sit like so. I keep my back to the door so no one can even see in. I never sign on in any other position.
Well, it's not like there's a window he can peek through.
Yes, it is, sir.
Dymac?
There is a window, sir. Look, the vent.
Are you seriously suggesting that he could...
He's the smallest child who ever...
It was that little bean child who got my login?
Excellent, Dymac. You've managed to let his name slip out, haven't you?
I'm sorry, sir.
Ah, another security breach. Will you send Dymac home with me?
I'm not sending anybody home.
Sir, I must point out that Bean's intrusion into the master teacher system is an excellent opportunity.
To have a student romping through the student data files?
To study Bean. We don't have him in the fantasy game, but now we have the game he chooses to play. We watch where he goes in the system, what he does with this power he has created for himself.
But the damage he can do is...
He won't do any damage, sir. He won't do anything to give himself away. This kid is too street smart. It's information he wants. He'll look, not touch.
So, you've got him analyzed already, is that it? You know what he's doing at all times.
I know that if there's a story we really want him to believe, he has to discover it himself. He has to steal it from us. So I think this little security breach is the perfect way to heal a much more important one.
What I'm wondering is, if he's been crawling through the ducts, what else has he heard?
If we close off the duct system, he'll know he was caught, and then he won't trust what we set up for him to find.
So I have to permit a child to crawl around through the ductwork and...
He can't do it much longer. He's growing, and the ducts are extremely shallow.
That's not much comfort right now. And unfortunately, we still have to kill Upanad for knowing too much.
Please assure me that you're joking.
Yes, I'm joking. You'll have him as a student soon enough, Captain Upanad. Watch him very carefully. Speak of him only with me. He's unpredictable and dangerous.
Dangerous? Little Bean.
He cleaned your clock, didn't he?
Yours too, sir. Begging your pardon.
Bean worked his way through every student at Battle School, reading the records of a half dozen or so per day. Their original scores, he found, were the least interesting thing about them. Everyone here had such high scores on all the tests given back on Earth that the differences were almost trivial. Bean's own scores were the highest, and the gap between him and the next highest, Ender Wiggin, was wide. As wide as the gap between Ender and the next child after him. But it was all relative. The difference between Ender and Bean amounted to half of a percentage point. Most of the children clustered between 97 and 98%. Of course, Bean knew what they could not know, that for him, getting the highest possible score on the tests had been easy. He could have done more, he could have done better, but he had reached the boundary of what the test could discover. The gap between him and Ender was much wider than they supposed. And yet, in reading the records, Bean came to see that the scores were merely a guide to a child's potential. The teachers talked most about things like cleverness, insight, intuition, the ability to develop rapport, to outguess an opponent, the courage to act boldly, the caution to make certain before committing, the wisdom to know which course was the appropriate one. And in considering this, Bean realized that he was not necessarily any better at these things than the other students. Ender Wiggin really did know things that Bean did not know. Bean might have thought to do as Wiggin did, arranging extra practices to make up for being with a commander who wouldn't train him. Bean even might have tried to bring in a few other students to train with him, since many things could not be done alone. But Wiggin had taken all comers, no matter how difficult it became to practice with so many in the battle room, and according to the teacher's notes, he spent more time now training others than in working on his own technique. Of course, that was partly because he was no longer in Bonzo Madrid's army, so he got to take part in the regular practices. But he still kept working with the other kids, especially the eager launchies who wanted a head start before they were promoted into a regular army. Why? Is he doing what I'm doing? Studying the other students to prepare for a later war on Earth? Is he building some kind of network that reaches out into all the armies? Is he somehow mistraining them, so he can take advantage of their mistakes later? From what Bean heard about Wiggin from the kids in his launch group who attended those practices, he came to realize that it was something else entirely. Wiggin seemed really to care about the other kids doing their best. Did he need so badly for them to like him? Because it was working, if that's what he was trying for. They worshipped him. But there had to be more to it than some hunger for love. Bean couldn't get a handle on it. He found that the teacher's observations, while helpful, didn't really help him get inside Wiggin's head. For one thing, they kept the psychological observations from the mind game somewhere else that Bean didn't have access to. For another, the teachers couldn't really get into Wiggin's mind because they simply didn't think at his level.